This is Doug Adams, and I'm here with Howard Shore, and we're going to be talking about the music of The Lord of the Rings today. Should we talk about your procedure, how you compose these sketches and then have them turned into the early versions of themes and all that?
Yes. Previous to doing this film, I used to play back the score that I'd written on piano. Sometimes I'd use two pianos. Sometimes I use little ensembles to play the score before I recorded it. In this film, because everything was so detailed and we worked so closely together, Peter and I and Fran, that there were electronic sampled versions, essentially, done of my initial sketches. Mm-hmm. And the sketches were done in pencil in 4 to 6 staves.
Okay.
And then principally Greg LaPorta, who was in New York, would do the mock-ups. And I would send him my sketches. I would scan them on my little scanner wherever I was in the world, wherever, even when I was traveling. Mm-hmm. I would do this. I'd be writing in a lot of different locations. I mean, in New Zealand, I would write and scan my pages to Greg in pencil. And then he would mock them up. Using samples. Mm-hmm. And when we started in the mines of Moria, and it took so long to establish the sound of the electronics, because I'm writing for orchestra, and it took a while just to achieve the sound of Lord of the Rings, you know, what it was going to sound like in this kind of mock-up version. And I think of the mock-ups as, you could think of them like storyboards to a film.
Yeah,
it's like a sketch, you know, it's like a pencil sketch of the scene. So they really were just for demonstration purposes. It was a way to have a conversation with Peter about the music and how themes were used in the film and how scenes developed and how the pacing of the film felt. So it wasn't the sound of what we eventually achieved in the recording with the London Philharmonic, but it was a way to work and to have discussions and spotting and things like that.
Now, would you do the themes before you would get into setting them into a full composition?
Always did the themes, yeah. Peter really liked the themes developed.
Mm.
You know, with Rohan, I think I wrote maybe a 3-minute piece of the theme. So it wasn't just a few fragments or a few bars. He would say, develop the whole piece. And it was actually such a smart way to work, because by doing that away from the film, essentially, you developed a lot of material that you could then expand upon. So Rohan and Two Towers, if you look through the demos of that period, you'll see a lot of the compositional ideas that were used through the whole film.
That's right.
In that piece. And it's good work, you know, to do that, because you're not working directly with the film. You're writing in a pure music way.
Do you think the size of your catalog of themes is sort of a byproduct of Tolkien's creation?
Oh, of course, yes. The music, the score that I wrote is a mirror image of Tolkien's writing.
Mm.
You know, I would read about Lothlorien, and then I wanted to create a piece of music that would bring Lothlorien in music terms to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought a lot about the use of the Tolkien languages used in the score to be very precise and to be very exact to the sounds of the men or the women. And you know, Tolkien said that dwarvish culture was mostly a male culture,
right?
And that even the women look like men. So so the singing is all male
voices, right?
And then I would use different sounds and registers and different harmonic language to define Rivendell, a more sophisticated, more worldly, learned culture of in the Elvish world than Lothlorien. I wanted to create more mystique and mystery to Lothlorien. Mm-hmm. So they used, you know, partly in the composition and partly in the orchestration and the use of the voices to try to define these cultures. So actually, later on in the story, when you heard certain themes of Lothlorien, and you knew that that was part of that world, and you heard certain sounds or arpeggios in a certain way for Rivendell, you knew that Elrond was part of Rivendell. You had to understand Galadriel's role and Elrond's role.